Monarchs of the air. Butterflies are some of nature's prettiest creatures. Monarch butterflies are especially attractive. They are a common sight in many parts of North America during the summer. You may have seen them floating lightly on the air. It's hard to believe they make flights of up to 2,000 miles. But they do. So, let's discover where these butterflies go for the winter. Monarch butterflies set out from the northern states and Canada. That's where they spend the summer. They leave in late August through October. Those that live west of the Rocky Mountains fly further west. They head for the California coast. Those east of the Rockies travel south. They head for the fir trees of the mountains of central Mexico. Monarch butterflies like Mexico. It's cold but not freezing. It also has the right amount of moisture in the air. Hundreds of millions of monarchs gather in one small area. They completely cover the trees. They stay there through the winter months. During that time, they barely move. By the middle of March, it is time for them to head north again. During their return flight, female monarch butterflies land in different patches of milkweed. They lay their eggs on the underside of the leaves. Soon after, the females die. A week or so passes. Then tiny caterpillars come out of the eggs. They start feeding on the milkweed. Its leaves have a poison. That poison stays inside the caterpillars and adult butterflies. It does not hurt them, though. Instead, it is harmful to the birds that eat them. After becoming sick, the birds learn from their mistake. Next time they choose other creatures for food. When the caterpillars are fully grown, they stop eating. Each makes a chrysalis around itself. This is a pouch sort of like a moth's cocoon. Now they can begin the process of changing into a butterfly. After about 2 weeks, they break out of these pouches. They unfold and stretch their wings. Then they are ready to continue the flight north, which their parents had begun. How do they know where to go? It is a big mystery. But they keep flying and flying. Finally, they arrive. They are at the very places their parents left in late summer. The butterflies that flew south for the winter had a lifespan of 5 or 6 months. But the summer butterflies live an average of only 4 weeks. In this short time, they feed on the nectar of lilacs and other flowers. Then they lay their eggs and die. This cycle is repeated. It takes place 3, 4, or 5 times over the summer. The butterflies that go south in the fall are probably the great-great-grandchildren of those that arrived in the spring. They too will live for about 6 months. Sadly, there are fewer and fewer places where monarch butterflies can spend the winter months. In central Mexico, the forests are being cut down for timber. In California, the trees along the coast continue to be cleared. Houses and shopping malls are built in their place. The result is fewer suitable wintering places for the monarch butterflies. Adding to their troubles is the need of farmers in the United States and Canada to get rid of milkweed. To them, it is a weed. Not to the monarch butterflies, though. It is the only food their caterpillars can eat. You might be able to attract monarch butterflies to your area. Try planting clumps of milkweed in sunny areas sheltered from the wind. They may reward you with a visit. They are easy to spot. They have large orange wings about 4 inches across. The wings have black borders and white markings. As you watch them flutter by, think about the long journey that they will soon make.